Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan and a very good Thursday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 12:30 today. We'll take you right out to Tampa for the Yankees as they wrap up their four-game series with the Rays. The Renaissance man, Brian Riscona, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So, bro, I know last night you were at Citi Field to watch Big Jake get the job done against the Braves. And really, I thought last night, really, he cemented the Cy Young Award with his performance last night against Atlanta.
Oh, he left no doubt. The exclamation point on the Cy Young. So if anybody needed him to be above 500, as if that mattered, he secured that. If you wanted that ERA to dip even lower, and coincidentally yesterday, we speculated what his ERA would look like on three hypothetical starts. Two really bad ones, right, and one really good one. And the one really good one was eight scoreless innings. So I knew as the inning was ending, all right, it's going to be 1.70 because we were doing the math yesterday on the air. 1.70. This was on every level, and it's unfortunate the team stunk. This was a historic season. In an era where pitchers go five innings and we celebrate, this was an innings eater. This is a guy that would go seven or eight innings every 5 days. This is a guy that would give up three runs at most. At most. Other than that third start against the Marlins where he gave up four. He never gave up. That's unbelievable. By accident, you would give up four or five runs. The consistency, the dominance, in a year that's forgettable, this was one of the great pitching seasons we've ever seen. I'm not going to say the greatest. 85, right, Doc, I get
right,
it.
Right, right.
Tom Seaver, yep. I understand that.
Bob Gibson, 1968.
But in this day and age, in 2018, with the complete lack of run support that he got behind him, and even the defense, despite last night where the defense was very good.
Yep, McNeil specifically.
This was a historic season. He is the Cy Young Award winner. The debate is over.
No, I agree. I don't think there's any doubt now. He left no doubt last night. It's good, too. He gets to go out. He actually gets double-figure wins. He has a winning record. I like that, too. I didn't want to see him win this with a losing record, even 500. But you said it, 1.70, terrific. The strikeouts this year, I think was it a Met record for strikeouts? Is that what he did? Did I see that?
I'm not sure where he ended up with strikeouts.
267,
but
is that what the number was?
No, I think Tom Seaver got to 280.
Yeah, you're right.
I think he may have been second or third.
I think Doc was in the 270s.
Yeah,
once.
But he was for his own personal
accomplishment. Yes, that's his own record, right.
And he got to 1,000 for his career on that last strikeout.
That was 1,000, yeah.
And I admit, and my opinion has changed over the last 12 hours, I admit that, but last night I was angry. Last night I was ticked off at this manager that he wouldn't let him finish the job.
Yeah.
It's his last start of the year. I don't want to hear about 110 pitches. And I also don't want to hear about, oh, he's going to blow his arm out. That's so stupid. You think he's going to blow his arm out because he pitches 118 pitches? I mean, are we serious here? The guy's not making another start until March.
Right. Yep.
Let's calm down.
Yep.
So I was a little annoyed last night. I joined in with the crowd. I don't know if you could hear it through the TV that we're chanting, "We want Jake."
Yeah, oh yeah. And I showed it at the end of the game. They were interviewing him. Was it, Steve Gelbs was interviewing him? No, absolutely.
And I thought he should have pitched the ninth inning. I thought that when you make your last start of the year and you're not going to the postseason, what are you holding back for?
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
A good night's sleep, even though I didn't get one. I wake up this morning and I just shrug my shoulders and say, whatever. I mean, the guy pitched brilliant. Yep. He won the Cy Young.
Yep. Yep.
It was a good night at Citi Field. There haven't been a lot of those this season. It was one of the few bright spots during this long, long regular season, a very disappointing season in Met history, but also memorable in terms of what this guy was able to accomplish. And so, Jeff Wilpon, you may not be listening, but I'm sure someone's monitoring.
You think?
Let's not be stupid.
Pay him.
Sign the guy.
Pay the man. Absolutely.
And I could be wrong. I've been wrong about many things in my life, but I'm telling you right now, I don't care about his age. I don't care. The guy has not thrown nearly as many innings as a lot of other guys at age 30. You lock him up. He has been the ace since the moment he got here. It took a lot of Met fans a lot of time to figure that out. But now they have, and now it's time for you to figure it out. And by the way, I just got to tell you, because this ticked me off.
Mm.
How about that jackass Matt Harvey? How about that complete utter jackass?
I don't even know what he did. What did he do?
Matt Harvey was asked about free agency. And he said, I'm open to anything except for one team.
Going to the Mets.
Well, he didn't say that, but he implied that.
Right.
Who the hell are you? Okay, you are nothing. You stink now.
Right.
You act like the Mets did you wrong.
What the heck did the Mets do to you?
No,
you're right. You're 100% right.
And what I'm
it was
so
the other way around.
Of course. And what I'm so glad about what Jake accomplished is basically they are wiping you from history in a lot of ways. Yeah. All right? When I heard that, I shouldn't be annoyed because who cares? But the arrogance of this overrated dude who is nothing now.
Yeah,
he is
nothing. No question.
And he talks about the Mets as if they're the devil? Are you kidding me?
And here's the other thing, too. You know, for all the hype about Harvey when he first came here, and he was the first one and all this, let's be honest. The three guys in the rotation right now, the top three guys, have gone by him like they're standing still. All three of them are 100% better than Matt Harvey is. Let's be honest. Syndergaard, DeGrom, and Wheeler, they're all better.
Yeah.
Not even close.
And it's going to be tough.
Not even close.
It's going to be tough, Joe, for us to emotionally get over the fact that the great Matt Harvey doesn't want to sign with the Mets.
Man.
How are we going to get over this?
Yeah. It's going to be tough. You're right.
I mean,
oh my God.
What an arrogant comment by a dude who is never, ever going to reach even close to what he was.
Look, this guy was way ahead of himself. It was much too much too soon when he hadn't done anything. Let's be really honest about it. What had he really done? What did he really accomplish? And he was acting like, you know, he was, Tom Seaver. Let's be honest.
And he wasn't.
No, not even close. Are you kidding? And he wasn't.
And the Mets didn't ruin Matt Harvey.
No.
Matt Harvey ruined Matt Harvey.
No question.
So hopefully he understands that. As far as the Yankees are concerned, I'm still in Team Tanaka, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I know he didn't pitch well last night, but I agree with you, bro. I'm with you on Tanaka.
I know,
I'm still there with Tanaka.
I know the argument's tougher to make. I get that.
I can see Severino getting the start, to be honest with you.
Well, I think that...
I think it's a very good chance he gets the start.
I don't know what Brian Cashman is ultimately going to decide. It is his decision.
Sure,
so
of course.
We're all trying to figure out what he's going to decide. We can only say what we would do as fans, baseball fans, Yankee fans, whatever we are. It's just our own opinion. And the reason I stick with Tanaka, despite the fact that he wasn't good yesterday, he also made a rare defensive miscue, which never happens on that little ground ball,
right,
which for some reason he's throwing a second. And he gave up a lot of hits on 0-2. His splitter was flat. I get it. I'm not going to defend what he did last night. But if you remember back to last year, it wasn't his last start. Masahiro Tanaka's last start in the regular season was insane. I think he struck out 14 guys or something. But he had two really bad starts in September, really bad starts. Gave up 7 or 8 runs, even worse than his last two starts. And yet, when the games mattered, he was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Whether it was Game 3 of the Division Series against the Indians, that 1-0 game, which he pitched, or the games in the ALCS, he made 3 starts in the postseason, and he was clutch. And I'm biased. I don't forget that. And I trust him. I think this is a guy, I don't care what happened last night. I don't care what
happens. It was a meaningless
game.
Let's be honest. This game last night was pretty much a meaningless game. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I know they haven't wrapped up completely home field yet, but still. Let's be real about it.
I'm with you, man.
I mean, come on.
And that's why I think if we're making, you know, I listened to Boomer and Gio this morning, and Boomer basically dismissed Masahiro Tanaka. I think that's a big mistake.
I agree. He ratchets it up in the big games. He definitely does. He gets it up in the big, gets it up more in the big games than he does in a meaningless game. So I wouldn't get crazy about it.
Hey, man.
An arbitrary regular season game.
I am biased towards the guy that's done it, and Tanaka's done it.
Yep.
He flat out has done it. And so, while I understand, I get it, any Yankee fan that's going to call in today and say, oh, you guys are nuts, Tanaka, last two starts. I mean, you can argue what he's done in his last two starts. That's fine. But to me, it's about what I think he's going to do on Wednesday. And what I think he's going to do on Wednesday is deal. I trust him. I trust him more than Jay Happ. That's not a knock at Jay Happ.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, we've seen Tanaka do it as a Yankee. I haven't seen Jay Happ do it as a Yankee. I know he's pitched very well since he's got there, no doubt. I understand that. But still, I trust the guy that I've seen already do it for my team.
I'm with you.
To me, that's a big deal.
And I know that's not fair to Jay Happ because he hasn't had the opportunity to do it for the Yankees in the postseason.
No.
I get that.
And he will, and he's going to. We'll see. That's true. If they win the game, he will. That's right. They get to the Red Sox.
But I don't know what Cashman's leaning towards. I mean, would it surprise me? You know, yesterday when we were talking about it, I didn't think they'd go to Severino. Is it possible? I guess it is.
I think it's still possible. He's pitched pretty well last two starts. I think he's back in the conversation now.
Ultimately, it's up to Brian Cashman.
Right.
Ultimately,
right.
It's what
right.
he decides.
Right.
And so if he ends up looking at it saying, you know what, Severino's got the higher upside, he's the one who's had the better overall season than everybody else, then I guess he could pull the trigger on it. It's just, in my opinion, I just trust Tanaka.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting crazy if we're going to overanalyze a game against the Tampa Bay Rays that, you're right, it may not be completely meaningless, but come on.
Yeah.
What's the meaning?
There is no meaning here. They're going to get the home field. I know Oakland won last night to keep the magic number at 2. But the Yankees are going to get this home field. I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, I would go with Tanaka, man. Like I said, it means something to me. If it's my team, I want the guy that I've seen do it already for my team.
Absolutely.
And to me, that's Tanaka.
I was thinking that last night watching him a little bit, that, yeah, he wasn't good.
Right.
I can't sit here defending his performance, but you make a decision based on what you think is going to happen. It's tough. It's a tough decision to make. You're making a decision based on what you think is going to happen. And what I think is going to happen is that Tanaka gives me the best chance to win.
Yep.
That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
As far as the game last night's concerned, if you're living and dying by every pitch as a Yankee fan at this point, I would say save that energy for Wednesday.
Yes. I would use what did Aaron Rodgers once say? Relax.
Relax, yes.
R-E-L-A-X.
Like,
relax.
So if this was the middle of May.
Take a little break. You know, you're going to be nervous. This coming Wednesday, you'll have plenty of things to be nervous about. Right now, take a break.
Save the energy.
Right.
If this
That's
is the
right.
middle of May, yeah, I'm thinking, oh, my God,
right,
Andrew
right.
Hart chasing the first
right,
pitch.
Right, right,
hey,
right,
what's going
right,
on?
Right.
Luke Voigt's got to be on second. Or
right.
That ball should have gotten
right.
out.
Yeah, right,
or,
right.
or David Robertson stinks, whatever
right.
you want to come up with.
Whatever.
But if you are living and dying by every pitch on a Wednesday night when everything is essentially wrapped up, you are wasting your energy.
Absolutely.
Next week.
Yep.
That's the day.
Save it up for Wednesday night. That's exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.